This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hundreds of people gathered for Black Lives Matter rallies in marches Saturday night in Portland, Oregon, as often violent nightly demonstrations that have happened for 100 days showed no signs of easing. Molotov cocktails were thrown in the street during a march, sparking a large fire and prompting police to declare a riot. Police say at least one community member was injured. Protesters have gathered around sunset Saturday at a grassy park in the city. Wooden shields were placed on the grass for protesters to use as protection. Demonstrations in Portland started in late May after the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis, which sparked international protest. New York's attorney general has moved to form a grand jury to investigate the death of Daniel Prude. Prude was a black man who died after being hooded and held down by Rochester police earlier this year. His death has sparked nightly protests and calls for police reform. The attorney general said Saturday that the grand jury will be part of an exhaustive investigation. His death after his brother called for help for his erratic behavior in March has roiled New York's third largest city since video of the encounter was made public earlier in the week. Protesters are demanding more accountability and legislation to change how authorities respond to mental health investigations. Justice Department prosecutors have urged a federal appeals court to uphold a prison sentence of more than 13 years for a former Coast Guard officer accused of plotting a terrorist attack inspired by infamous mass murderers and far-right extremists. The argument from federal prosecutors in Maryland came in a court filing Friday, months after attorneys for Christopher Hassan asked for the appeals court to let him withdraw his guilty plea or else throughout the sentence. This is VOA News. The number of worldwide infections now from COVID-19 is more than 26.7 million. Globally, there are 877,000 COVID-19-related deaths and counting. And the United States has more than 6.2 million confirmed infections, but both Brazil and India topped 4 million this weekend, with India being slightly behind Brazil. Four more countries have agreed to run late-stage clinical tests of corona vaccine. Candidates from China's National Biotech Group and Sinovac Biotech, as China steps up efforts in a global race. Serbia and Pakistan are among the new countries agreeing to phase 3 trials. The two companies are seeking more data overseas as cases dwindle in China. CNBG's vice president said its phase 3 trials are expected to involve 50,000 people in about 10 countries. They add that foreign countries have expressed interest in ordering a combined 500 million doses of its vaccines. Trials have already begun in the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Peru, Morocco, Argentina, and Jordan. CNBG is expected to be able to produce 300 million doses of vaccine a year once it upgrades manufacturing techniques. And it also says it's working on a plan to raise its annual capacity to 1 billion doses. Sinovac's vaccine candidate, CoronaVac, is currently being tested in Brazil and Indonesia. It also obtained approvals for two other countries for phase 3 trials. South Korea on Sunday reported the smallest rise in coronavirus infections in 3 weeks, remaining under 200 for a fourth consecutive day as tighter restrictions cap a second wave. The Korea Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported 167 cases of new coronavirus for the 24 hours through midnight Saturday, down from 168 the previous day. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un on Saturday toured areas hit by a typhoon, replaced a local provincial party committee chairman, and ordered Pyongyang officials to lead a recovery effort. The Korean Central News Agency said more than 1,000 houses were destroyed along the coastline, areas of South and North Hamgyong Province, and not a few public and farmlands were inundated. Kim led also an enlarged executive policy committee meeting on recovery efforts in the typhoon-hit areas, focusing on detailed measures like organization of building crews to be dispatched to various areas, designs of material transport as well. And at the same meeting, he dismissed a chairman of the South Hamgyong Provincial Party Committee and appointed a new chairman. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.